Last Friday, on Good Friday, we commemorated the death of the Lord Jesus Christ.
前天在受难节，我们纪念了主耶稣基督的受难。
But Good Friday will not be complete without Easter Sunday.
但是受难节如果没有复活节，就是不完全的。
And if Jesus did not rise from the dead,
如果耶稣没有从死里复活的话，
then Good Friday will not be good.
那么这个受难节，英文称为好的这个受难节，就不会是好的。
Good Friday can only be good because Jesus rose from the dead.
受难节之所以对我们有意义是美好的，只是因为耶稣复活了才是好的。
If Jesus did not rise from the dead, we will still be in our sins.
如果耶稣没有从死里复活的话，我们就还在我们的罪里。
We would have no savior.
我们就还没有救主。
We would be really wasting our time over here.
那我如果耶稣没有复活，我们在这里就是浪费时间。
But we thank God that in verse 20.
但是我们看到在第二十节。
In verse 20 of 1 Corinthians 15.
在哥林多前书第十五章的二十节。
The resurrection is a fact.
那里说到复活节是一个事实。
It's a historical truth and fact.
这是一个历史的真理，是一个事实。
But now it's Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept.
但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人出熟的果子。
That's why we as Christians are not miserable people.
所以作为基督徒，我们不是可怜的人。
We are very happy and joyful people.
我们是非常快乐、充满喜乐的人。
Because we know the meaning of life.
因为我们知道人生的意义。
We have the direction that God has given to us in life.
我们在生命中有神所给我们的方向。
And we are sure where we will be going.
我们非常确定我们人生的方向要去什么地方。
That one day we will be in heaven.
有一天我们要去天堂。
Because Jesus has saved us from our sins.
因为耶稣已经拯救我们脱离罪恶。
As he was raised from the dead, one day we also will be raised from the dead.
如同耶稣基督从死里复活，有一天我们也要从死里复活。
And one day when Jesus comes, those of us who are still alive in Christ will be caught up to meet him in the air.
有一天耶稣再来的时候，还活着的人就会被提到空中去与主相遇。
How do we know that the resurrection is a historical fact and it is the truth?
我们怎么知道复活是一个历史的事实，是真理呢？
We know it is the truth from prophecy.
我们知道这是一个真理，是因为从预言知道的。
Jesus did not come unannounced.
耶稣基督来并不是没有预告的。
The prophets in the Old Testament had already prophesied that he will come.
旧约的先知已经预言他要来到。
How he will come to die for our sins.
他要怎样的来为我们而死。
How he will be buried on the third day, rise from the dead.
为我们的罪而死以后，第三天从死里复活。
We read from Isaiah 53 of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们读到以赛亚书五十三章，就读到耶稣基督的死。
How he was the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world.
他是怎样是神的羔羊，要除去世人的罪孽。
As a lamb that was led to the slaughter, he did not open his mouth.
如同羊被牵到宰杀之地，他也默默无声，没有开口。
Willingly and lovingly, he died for our sins.
心甘情愿充满爱的他为我们而死。
He was the suffering servant.
他是一个受苦的仆人。
And the book of Isaiah, it was written 700 years before Jesus came the first time.
而以赛亚书是在耶稣基督第一次来之前700年写下来的。
In other words, if counting from today, it will be 2,700 years ago.
所以如果从现在开始算的话，就是在2700年前已经写下来。
So already the death of Christ was predicted.
所以耶稣的死已经是被预言的。
And it was fulfilled to the last minute detail.
所以在耶稣的人生中，这个预言被完全的到最细节的都应验了。
No historian will deny that Jesus ever lived on earth and died on the cross.
没有一个历史学家会否认耶稣曾经在这世上生活，并且在十字架上而死。
It is the truth.
这是真理。
It is a historical fact.
这是一个历史的事实。
That Jesus walked on this earth and then he died on the cross.
耶稣基督曾经在这地上行走，最后他在十字架上而死。
And on the third day he rose from the dead.
而第三天他从死里复活。
This resurrection was also predicted in the scriptures.
而这个复活已经在圣经里面被预言了。
And this is found in Psalm 16 verse 10.
这就是在诗篇第十六篇的第十节。
Where God said he will not allow the Holy One to suffer corruption.
神说他不会让他的圣者见朽坏。
Being buried on the third day, he will be raised from the dead.
他被埋葬第三天，他要从死里复活。
And the book of Psalms was written 1,000 years before Jesus came.
而诗篇是在耶稣来之前1000年写下来的。
So all these were prophesied, predicted.
而这些所有的预言都是在预言将来。
That's why over here in 1 Corinthians 15 we are told.
所以在哥林多前书15章这里我们被告知。
How that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
15章那里说耶稣为我们死就是照圣经所说
and that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures
而且埋葬了又照圣经所说第三天复活了
according to what God had prophesied concerning the Lord Jesus Christ
是根据上帝跟对着耶稣基督所讲的预言来应验的
and how the gospels record for us all these things were fulfilled to the last jot and tittle
而福音书为我们所记载的这一切就一点一划的完全最细节的应验了旧约的 应许和预言
God planned it all
上帝对每一件事都有计划
God accomplished it all
而上帝也成全了他的计划
So we know it is the truth in the light of prophecy
所以我们知道这是真理是根据预言来知道的
And we know it is the truth in the light of history
而且我们从历史也知道这是真理
Because Jesus was buried in the tomb.
因为耶稣基督被埋葬放在坟墓里面。
But the tomb was empty.
但是现在坟墓是空的。
For early morning on the third day, on the first day of the week, which is a Sunday, he rose from the dead.
第三天的清晨，也就是一周的第一天是主日，礼拜天，他从死里复活了。
Of course, there are those who say, yes, Jesus died and was buried.
当然有的人他们会说，是的，耶稣死了，埋葬了。
But they don't believe that he rose from the dead.
但是他们不相信他复活了。
The empty tomb was a fact.
但是空坟墓就是一个事实。
But there are many who do not believe.
但有很多人他们不相信。
And they have all kinds of explanations how the tomb could be empty.
他们就有各种各样的解释来解释坟墓是怎么变成空的。
So there are those who said Jesus didn't really die.
他们就说耶稣是没有死透。
He only fainted on the cross.
他只是在十字架上昏倒了。
And later on when he was put in the tomb, in the coolness of the tomb, he woke up and then walked away.
所以他放在空坟墓里的时候呢 坟墓里比较凉快所以他就醒了就走了。
Now this is called the swoon theory.
这是一个理论。
But we know that this is not possible.
但是这根本不可能。
Because we know that Jesus Christ was certified dead when he was on the cross.
我们知道当耶稣在十字架上的时候就被人确认他已经死了。
Remember the soldiers who pierced his side with a spear?
记得吗那个士兵拿着那个矛 戳穿了他的肋旁。
And water and blood flowed out separately.
水和血分开的流出来。
And this is a sign of death or he had already died.
这就是一个人已经死了的一个证据。
And also, when the disciples came to want to take down the body of Jesus, Pilate even asked, you better double check that he has truly died before you let him go.
当他的门徒要把他的身体从十字架上拿下来的时候，比拉多对他们说，你们最好再次确认他真的是死了。
And so, we find that these Roman soldiers who were experts in war, and they knowyou know, a dead body that when they see one, they already certified not once, but twice, Jesus had already died.
我们知道这些罗马士兵他们是都是战争的专家所以他们对尸体的检验是很在行的不仅检验了一次他们检验了两次来确认耶稣的身体的确是已经是一个尸体了。
So it is the fact that Jesus truly died on the cross.
所以耶稣在十字架上确实是死了这是一个事实。
And then he was buried.
而且被埋葬了。
Now let's say,Even if Jesus did not die on the cross and he nearly fainted,
就是我们假设说他没有在十字架上完全死透，他只是晕了。
We know that Joseph and Nathanael came to take the body of Jesus to prepare it for burial.
我们知道这个约瑟他把耶稣的身体拿下来，为了预备他可以埋葬。
And the body, when it's prepared for burial, has to be covered with 120 pounds of spices.
当一个身体要被埋葬的时候要被120磅的香料所包裹缠绕
And then the body will be wrapped with cloth from head to toe.
然后从头到脚都要被这个绷带绑起来。
If Jesus was still breathing when he was taken down from the cross,
如果耶稣在十字架上被拿下来的时候还在呼吸的话，
Do you think he would be able to survive this encasement of 120 pounds of cloth and spices?
你说这120磅的香料和这个绷带把它捆起来以后，他还能活下来喘气吗？
Jesus truly died.
耶稣确实是死了。
Of course, he didn't die when he was wrapped with all the cloth and the spices.
当然，耶稣死不是当他被绷带捆起来才死的。
He died on the cross.
在十字架上他就死了。
He said, "It is finished," and gave up his ghost.
他说成了，就把他的灵魂交托给神。
So Jesus died and was buried.
所以耶稣死了而且埋葬了。
That's a historical fact.
这是历史事实。
But there are those who say, no, he didn't really rise from the dead, but his disciples stole his body and took it away.
那有的人就说他不是真的死了，而是他的门徒把他的身体偷走了。
Again, is this possible?
那这个有可能吗？
Not possible.
这也不可能。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we know that the disciples all forsook the Lord Jesus.
我们知道这些门徒都已经弃绝耶稣逃跑了。
Judas betrayed the Lord.
犹大出卖了主。
And then later committed suicide.
而他自杀了。
And then we find the rest of the disciples all fled away and they were cowards. They were hiding themselves.
而其他的门徒也都逃跑了，他们是懦夫，他们都在躲藏。
Peter denied the Lord 3 times.
彼得呢就三次的否认主。
They would want to have nothing to do with the Savior.
他不想跟救主有任何的关联。
So, was it possible that they came and took the body of Jesus away?
而他的门徒来，然后把耶稣的尸体偷走，这可能吗？
They were not so brave.
他们没有这么勇敢。
And at the tomb,
而且坟墓，
there were 16 Roman soldiers keeping guard of that tomb.
那个坟墓有16个罗马士兵在看守。
And even if the disciples came to try to steal the body of Jesus away, do you think 11 fishermen and Matthew was a tax collector and so on, were they able to overcome these Roman soldiers?
那你们觉得十一个门徒有的是渔夫，马太是一个税吏，他们能够打败这些罗马士兵吗？
They were not soldiers.
他们不是士兵。
But against the Roman soldiers,
而且那个罗马士兵呢？
16 versus 11.
这十六个面对这十一个门徒。
You can know who will win hands down.
那谁能赢呢？你可以想象。
So not possible for the disciples to have overcome the Roman soldiers with all their weapons and all their, skill in warfare to overcome them and then to steal the body of Jesus away.
所以要这些门徒来战胜这些全副武装、经验丰富而且训练有素的这些罗马士兵是根本不可能的。
The soldiers also would not have stolen the body of Jesus or took it away.
而罗马士兵他们也不会把耶稣的身体来偷走。
Because there was the seal of the Roman government placed across the tomb.
因为坟墓上有罗马政府的一个封条。
And if you break the seal, it's as good as rebelling against Caesar.
所以当你把那个封条如果给破坏的话，就是违背了盖凯撒的命令。
And that is, and they risk execution.
而这是要冒死罪的。
Would they take such a risk?
他们会这样冒险吗？
To steal the body of Jesus away?
然后把耶稣的身体拿走。
No, they will make sure the tomb was intact and the stone that covered the tomb would be covered and sealed with a seal.
所以他们会努力的来使这个坟墓完全的安全，而且那个封条纹丝不动。
The disciples could not have stolen the body of Jesus, neither did the soldiers take the body of Jesus away.
所以门徒不会来偷耶稣的身体，这些士兵也不会把耶稣的身体拿走。
Jesus truly rose from the dead.
耶稣真的是从死里复活了。
By the supernatural power of God, the Father who raised him from the dead.
是靠着天父上帝超自然的大能，使他从死里复活了。
But there are those who say, well, the disciples also saw him.
所以有的人呢就说，你看门徒他们看见耶稣了。
Yes, Jesus.Appeared to his disciples no less than 11 times.
所以圣经里面记载，耶稣向他的门徒显现至少11次。
So Jesus rose from the dead and appeared in the flesh to them.
所以耶稣复活了，在肉身中向他的门徒显现。
But there are those who say, well, these are just hallucinations.
所以有的人就说这是幻觉。
Well, in verse 6, if you look at 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 6, we read, after that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain under this present, but some are fallen asleep.
哥林多前书十五章第六节说，后来一时显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却有已经睡了的。
So there was an occasion when Jesus appeared to his disciples, 500 of them, at an instant, at a moment, on the same occasion.
所以有一次在同一个事件当中，耶稣同时向五百个人显现。
How is it possible for 500 to have the same hallucination, to have the same dream?
有没有可能说这五百个人同时都有了同样的幻觉，在做白日梦呢？
Not possible.
这也不可能。
Even husbands and wives, when they sleep together, they have different dreams.
即使丈夫和妻子同床，却是做异梦的。
500 having the same dream or hallucination?
五百个人同时在做白日梦，同时有了相同的幻觉。
No, truly they saw Jesus Christ alive.
不可能，他们所看到的真正是复活的耶稣。
In the same body that he had when he was still alive and was crucified on the cross.
就是从前他们所见过那个身体，钉在十字架上那个身体又复活了。
This body was a resurrected, glorified body.
那个身体是一个复活的身体，是一个荣耀的身体。
A supernatural body.
是一个超自然的身体。
The same body.
是完全相同的那个身体。
The nail prints were still on his hand.
钉十字架的钉痕还在他的手上。
And the wound at his side was also there.
肋盘的枪伤还在那里。
Jesus rose up on the self same body.
耶稣基督在同样的身体里面从死里复活了。
This is all by the power of God.
而这一切靠的都是神的大能。
And one day we will also be raised up from the dead bodily.
有一天我们也要身体从死里复活。
Jesus came not only to save our soul, but also our body.
耶稣基督来不仅是要救我们的灵魂，也是我们的身体。
And we also not only see the truth of the resurrection, but also the power of the resurrection.
我们今天不仅要看复活的真理，我们也要看复活的大能。
The truth of the resurrection can be seen in the power of the resurrection by the transformed lives of the disciples.
我们看到耶稣基督他复活的真理和大能可以透过他门徒生命的改变来看到。
Peter denied the Lord 3 times.
彼得三次否认主。
He was a coward.
他是一个懦夫。
But after he saw the Lord Jesus,
但是当他遇到耶稣基督复活之后，
He became very brave.
他变得非常勇敢。
And he followed the Lord.
他跟随主。
And finally died a martyr's death.
而他最后也是殉道，为主殉道了。
Tradition has it that he was crucified upside down.
教会传统说他是倒过来被钉十字架的。
Because he says, I'm not worthy to die in the same way my Lord died. If you want to crucify me on an upside down cross.
他说，我不配跟我主相同的方式来死，如果你们要钉我十字架的话，就把我倒过来钉吧。
And we also see the Apostle Paul.
我们也看到了使徒保罗。
How he was a persecutor of the church.
他是一个教会的逼迫者。
But after he saw the Lord Jesus Christ and the Lord Jesus appeared to him on the road to Damascus.
当他看到主耶稣，耶稣基督复活的主向他在往大马士的路上显现的时候，
His life was totally changed.
他的人生完全改变了。
And no more a persecutor of the church, but a preacher of the gospel.
不再是一个逼迫教会的人，而是一个传扬福音的人。
These things are only possible because Jesus truly rose from the dead.
这些事情只有在耶稣基督真实的从死里复活的前提下才有可能发生。
And appeared to his disciples.
而他向他的门徒显现。
They truly saw how Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life.
而他们亲眼地看到耶稣是何等的是真理、生命和道路。
No man can come to God the Father except through Him.
没有人能够到父上帝那里去，只有通过耶稣基督。
And the power of the resurrection, we know it is true. The resurrection is true because that power is experienced by you and by me.
我们知道这复活的大能是真实的，因为你和我也经历到这复活的大能。
All our sins are forgiven.
我们的罪被赦免了。
God no longer is our judge.
上帝不再是我们的审判者。
He is our Father in heaven.
他是我们在天上的父。
We know that there's a judgment to come.
我们知道将来是有审判来到。
But we are not afraid anymore of the judgment to come.
但是我们不再惧怕将来的审判。
The judgment is of course a judgment of sin.
当然审判是对罪的审判。
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God and the wages of sin is death.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，而罪的工价乃是死。
We know we are guilty.
我们知道我们都有罪。
We have broken God's commandment.
我们都违背了神的诫命。
But when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ,
当我们信靠主耶稣基督的时候，
God forgave us of all our sins.
上帝会赦免我们一切的罪。
And he declared us righteous.
他要算我们为义。
Made us his children.
使我们成为他的儿女。
Now he is our Father in heaven.
如今他是我们在天上的父。
He will not judge us for our sins.
他不再为我们的罪来审判我们。
But he will come with his rewards.
他会将来用报酬来赏赐给我们。
And one day Jesus will come again.
耶稣基督有一天会再来。
We will be with him in heaven.
我们会在天上永远与他同在。
Death has lost its sting.
死亡已经失去了他的力量。
That certain knowledge, that sure knowledge that you have, is due to the power of the resurrection.
我们有这样的确据，是因为耶稣基督死里复活的大能。
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life.
耶稣说，我就是复活，我就是生命。
Let's turn to John 11.
让我们翻到约翰福音第十一章。
John 11 and verse 25.
约翰福音十一章第二十五节。
Let us read this together.
我们一起来读约翰福音十一章二十五节。
John 11:25. Let us read in unison.
约翰福音第十一章二十五节，我们同声来读。
Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
And verse 26 says, And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
26节说，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
Believest thou this?
你信我这话吗？
Anyone here who still does not believe?
我们今天在这里有人还不信吗？
I pray you may believe today.
我祷告你今天要相信。
Today might be resurrection day for you.
今天对你就是一个复活的日子。
Because if you do not believe, you're still dead in your sin.
你如果你不相信的话，你还在你的罪里是死的。
And one day, eternal death will set in when you will be consigned and condemned to the lake of fire to suffer forever.
而有一天，这永恒的死亡会来到，你会在永远的火湖里面永远受苦。
Because God, as a God of justice, must judge sin and sinners.
因为神是公义的神，他必须审判罪和罪人。
But your sins can be forgiven.
但是你的罪可以被赦免。
Jesus died for your sins.
耶稣为你的罪而死了。
If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
如果你心里相信，口里承认耶稣从死里复活，你就必得救。
Believe in the truth of the resurrection and you will experience the power of God.Of the gospel.
如果你相信复活的真理，你就会经历福音的大能。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank thee so much for the truth and the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
天父，我们何等感谢你，为着耶稣基督死里复活的真理和能力来感谢你。
For those who are still outside thy kingdom, O Lord, speak to their hearts.
对于那些还在您国度之外的主啊，你向他们的心说话。
We pray, O Lord, that Thou would convict them of their sins.
主，我们祷告，你要使他们能够认罪。
And grant them the faith to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation.
赐给他们信心，让他们可以信靠耶稣基督得着救恩。
For us who have believed.
对于我们已经信了的人。
O Lord, help us to press on in our faith.
帮助我们能够坚持我们的信仰。
With eternity's values in view.
让我们是存着永恒的价值观来生活。
We thank thee for this happy morning.
我们为着这个充满快乐的早晨感谢你。
We worship thee, our risen Lord and Savior.
我们敬拜你，我们复活的救主和主。
In his name we pray.
我们为用他的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.